Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. So glad to have you with us. Here it is, the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Those of you who follow us regularly, you know I'm Deborah Lee. This fine gentleman, this is Jimbo Higgins over here. And we are so happy to be with you. I hope you've had a great day. We had such incredibly nice weather. It's hard to imagine it's really December, except for the rain.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, what planet are you on? It was warm, but it frickin' rained. Terrible.
Well, it wasn't a monsoon.
Well, it doesn't have to be a monsoon to be miserable. Well, do you want to go stand outside? And no, you don't, because it's raining.
No, but it's warm enough out that you could. If you want it.
I'd take cold and no rain. But we don't get choices. Mother Nature decides.
So I just thought I'd let you all know, again, we're using ordinary playing cards for the readings that are being conducted here during the show. And I just want to make that clear because so many understand thinking this is tarot or we're doing oracle card reading or some other system. But no, we are doing personal prophecy readings. Just as my grandmother taught them to me all those many years ago. So just bear that in mind, ordinary playing cards, which I'm showing to Facebookers, blog talkers. You already know if you follow us, it's going to be an ordinary playing card reading. There it is. Also, I'm using a full 24-card spread layout, and there are various spreads in the layout. So I want you to give me a minute or so as I put them all out. It's my personal preference to use the layout which grandmother taught me. Other readers do other things. I prefer to see the whole, well, it gives me a chance to see the whole landscape of your life. And that I find really important to the card reading process. So. With that said, just another quick little reminder, these are only sample readings, so we can't get in depth, okay? 1 to 2 questions only, and beyond that, we're going to have problems because I only focus on 1 to 2 questions. So you want more than that, you can arrange a private session with me. Okay. So I'm going to turn you all over to the big guy here, Jimbo.
All right. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for information and educational purposes only. Also, I'd like to remind you that if you're international, please let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs. Like, I believe we have one thus far, Terry Sue's in the UK.
That's right.
So far, she's the only international one here, but there'll be others. Yeah, just let us know when you show up or if you call in. We get them. They've Skyped in before. Speaking of calling in, guess what? 515-602-9676 is that number to call in. When you call in, you hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is true. If you hear silence, it's not a good thing. You must hang up and call back because something went wrong. Facebookers, it's primary a call-in show. It's Saturday, not alternate Wednesday. So we can't promise we'll get to you. And if we do, we can't promise when. But that's just, you know, if you live in this country, you should call in. That's why, because your messenger is...
True enough.
We can't guarantee the messenger thing at all because that depends on the call list. So, yeah, alternate Wednesday, then it's made in shade. But let's be realistic. It's kind of for the international folks that can't call in. If you're domestic and you messenger in, what the hell? Come on, call in.
And you know what? Nobody's going to recognize your voice. Seriously.
Laura from London is here. Welcome.
And you can use a fake name even. It won't affect you.
Oh, yeah,
name.
We don't care about that. Yep. Just be consistent. Don't change your name each time you call in. And then still, unless you're trying to be somebody different. But, you know, don't fake us out. That won't help your reading now. Don't try to fool us. Some people that probably think, ah, oh, it's a gypsy with a crystal ball. I'm going to mess around. It's not going to work out for you. Just don't even waste your time if you're a new person thinking that, you know, you're going to challenge a psychic. That's not what we're here about. It's not what this is all about. Not at all. Not at all, folks. Also, for anybody getting a reading, when you hear that sound of the harps,
yeah,
that is the sound that means a couple things. First of all, your reading's wrapped up. It's over. Let it end. It's not halftime. And then you get your second wind and you can start rolling on after you hear it. You hear it. Just please let it wind down. It also means another thing is that you're going to get a healing angel card. That's the flavor of the cards today. So I will give you a single healing card from the healing angel deck before we move on to the next caller. So
you got a few new ones.
A few new what?
People.
I don't have any new buddy. Oh, you mean not that. You mean, don't say new. They're not new. They just rolled in, the international folks. We have Joanne from Newfoundland and Suzanne from the land of the Scots has rolled in. There they come. Our international folks are rolling in now. Keep on, come on.
Glad to have you all. And the rest of you, there's others of you.
There's plenty of
national. That can be in here, but we're not going to be able to know that unless you put up an emoji, say, hi, how are you? Something. Okay, so we don't know you're here.
But they don't have to. Yeah.
We suspect.
We know how many people are here, and we can do math by the chat people. But if you just want to watch, that's cool. Or listen on the radio. So a lot of people have listened a lot before they've called in. There's nothing wrong with that.
And personally, I'm not sure I would call in either.
I'd probably listen for a while to get the flavor. First of all, you want to see if it's legit. Second of all, you want to see the protocol and all that stuff, too. I can see that. I can definitely see that. Alrighty.
What day is it?
It's National Mutt Day. Yeah, mutts are good, just as good as a purebred.
They're actually better in some ways.
Well, it's usually they live longer and are healthier. Their DNA is a lot better, you know. It is also National Fritters Day, for those that like that. Global Fat Bike Day, which means, you know, bikes with the big fat tires.
Play basketball day.
Stuff like that. But, I mean, Mutt Day is cool. We like our dogs. And National Pear Month, if you like pears. I like
them, but they're expensive.
I love them in the can.
Oh, they are good that way, too.
Oh, dear God. I love them in the can.
You know what
love? And the apricots, too, that come in the can.
Yeah,
those are great, too.
You would love some lettuce. This is what my mother used to do.
Don't mix the fruits and veggies.
She'd put lettuce.
Separate them.
Then she would put, like, pear halves or peaches or...
So the lettuce is just a plate.
Yeah, basically. And then you'd put cottage cheese on there.
You act like I've never had that.
Yeah.
That is not my thing, the cottage cheese and the fruit combo. It doesn't
He loves canned fruit.
I like canned fruit.
And canned vegetables.
Yeah, well, I like it. I like the regular ones, too, but the canned ones I love.
What's the matter, Terry Sue?
I love them a long
time.
Are
you sick tonight?
Who knows?
Put up a real funny... Oh, you like that, Catherine. Cottage cheese and pineapple.
That's very common to see it served with fruit. That's just not my thing.
Oh, it is good. It is good.
It doesn't make me nauseated, but it's just I prefer I would rather have some cottage cheese, and then I can eat my fruit. I like to keep them separated.
Well, fresh fruit is the best way to go because those canned fruits have syrup in them, and what do the syrups have? They have sugar.
They're amazing. Imagine that being really good. Yeah. All right. Toilet girl.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, you got to go. You got to go, right?
That's right.
Let's do it. All right. We're going to go to area code 216. That's in Ohio. 216. Welcome. First caller.
One of our friends. Hello. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Sharon, good to hear from you.
Yes, it is.
We're doing all right.
Happy holidays.
Well, same to you.
Yes.
Happy holidays to you.
Yes. Glad to have you be our first caller. It's always nice to talk
indeed,
to you.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah. You've been holding for almost half hour. So
really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you.
That's okay.
What's happening in Ohio?
What is
you?
Cooking?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I'm flipping coupons.
She's a coupon clipping.
I am. Things you do.
Yeah, well, I remember Teeter used to have, like, double coupon days and stuff like that. They probably still do. I just don't know.
Years ago, I was an avid couponer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last step is done. They're doing the countertops today. Everything should be done probably by Tuesday.
How's it looking? Pretty good?
It's absolutely breathtaking. Absolutely. He did
well,
a phenomenal. Don't knock on wood. The countertops still have to be done. So, but
haven't done the countertops
yes,
yet.
Well,
I got you.
It takes a real amateur to screw that up.
What?
Yeah, the countertop. They have
you're getting what kind?
Is it marble?
Marble. I'm getting marble.
Yeah.
So they have to know. They know what they're doing.
Well, they do know what they're doing because you don't want to screw that cut up.
No,
I
just, that's
just
already
right
over.
Around the sink.
Yeah, that's expensive.
Get for countertop and or not for the cabinets and then black walls like brick. It's really nice. But anyhow, let's get back to I'll ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, ask your questions. Ask away.
What store for me? Like a general reading. Pick up anything, whether it's work, whatever, pick whatever you're
this
picking
month.
Up.
All
yep,
right.
Yep. She's looking for because the month just got started, so there's a lot of month left and she wants to know what's in store. Be whatever aspect you see. Work, love.
Yeah, the first of the month, the first thing you're supposed to say when you wake up is rabbit, rabbit. I forgot to do it this month.
Really?
And
why?
It's supposed to bring you good luck and a gift by the end of the month. Isn't that crazy?
Really? Well,
crazy.
Yeah.
A gift is a foregone
conclusion. Happy time. Look it up
remember,
on Google. Look it up on rabbit, rabbit on the first of the month. I believe in it. I like doing stuff like that. It's fun.
I remember when I was a kid living in the 70s, people had a lot of rabbit feet.
Yeah, it was good luck.
It wasn't too good luck for that rabbit that got killed and gave up his feet, though. He wasn't feeling very lucky that day. But, yeah, I mean, that was a big thing. I don't see him anymore.
I had a boyfriend who would bring me all that stuff and squirrel tails. And what's that, little chipmunk tails? And I knew that they all bought the farm in order for me to have their...
Yeah. Yeah, I had rabbit foots as a kid. I don't know. We bought them at a store.
Oh, did you? Well, they still came off a rabbit.
Although it was a real thing. Yeah, it was a real thing. And they dyed them usually a color. They were different colors. Usually you didn't have the natural color. But, you know, I was like, oh, that's good luck. And then when I was a kid, I didn't really even make the connection. Like, hey, that's really a freaking rabbit's foot. That's kind of morbid. But all right. What do you got, Deb? You're shaking your head.
What do you have, Debbie?
I think it's going to be a rather normal kind of just a regular mundane month. There's not a whole lot of stuff here. There's talk, and I don't know if you've done it yet or if it's yet to be, but there's discussion here about taking a little trip somewhere.
Take a little trip.
Yeah,
little
with
trip
someone
with
that you are kind of close to as like a friend or a family member.
Mm.
There's a man from your past who thinks of you on the holidays, and he would love to get in touch with you, but he knows. Now, here, you only know the answer to this. He knows that the two of you will only be arguing and fighting again. So, and he's the instigator of that kind of stuff. You got to think back over time. But, yeah, he would love to... get back into your good graces. And it's clear to me he tries to think of a good way to contact you at Christmas, but I don't know if he's going to accomplish that again this year. Do you have a clue who that might be?
Maybe. There could be. Yes, there could be. I'm at the age now, I just don't put up with anybody's crap. If someone's going to play games or do stuff, I just goodbye. That's just it. I don't follow that stuff anymore. I just don't. When the right one comes, it's going to happen, but I'm too important for that at this age. You know what I'm saying?
When we're really young, we get all tangled up in he said and she said and he said. And, But now that we're older, we're very selective about, you know, what we're going to engage in and who, with whom.
With whom.
With whom, yeah.
So, picking up any, you're right. Are you picking up anybody at work or anything? Just nothing more mundane. I'm sorry. Go on. You tell me what you see. That's the best.
Pretty much.
Okay,
It looks like you're doing very well there. They're happy with you. And you should be proud of your performance.
I know.
Because you're doing really well. Yeah. So I think that you're going to jump into the new year running. You know, I think that's great. This is a time of year when a lot of people tie up loose ends and, you know, rid ourselves of clutter. Because as you're bringing in new stuff, you got to do something with the old stuff, which is hard for me.
On New Year's Day, you're supposed to change your bed sheets. I'm going to put all fresh, new, brand new bed sheets.
Really? Oh, my gosh, I like that. Brand new?
Brand new, huh?
I know. You're supposed to, the first thing, it means nice changes for the year. I'm going to put a brand new comforter on and everything. I'm going to wait till New Year's. That's how frugal I am.
Pennsylvania.
There's nothing wrong with
where
that.
Where my late husband was born and raised from Pennsylvania. And every New Year's Eve, this is what they had to eat for good luck. They had to eat like pork ribs cooked in sauerkraut with diced apples in there. It's really good. The apples take the
tartness. The apples, good. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, well, it's the apples plus it complements pork to begin with, but it mellows out the sauerkraut.
And you have to have homemade mashed potatoes, and you eat this at midnight for good luck.
I ain't gonna eat no damn big meal.
You're not picking up on that little, the little unhappy person in my reading, are you?
No. Should I be? Did you expect that I would?
Well, she was kind of nasty. It doesn't matter. She's in the past. I shouldn't even ask. You're right. You shouldn't have. Because I don't care. That's probably why.
The two of you you're right here in the second spread. The two of you are looking in opposite directions.
Okay.
She points toward the past. You look toward the future. So right there, no parallel between you. So
I know.
Let her chew old bones, as they say. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
And now Jim has a card for you.
Yeah, we have it.
Yes, go ahead. We got to do something here.
I have it here.
Go ahead, Jim. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Your subject of your healing angel card is integrity. Be flexible, but be also true to you. Stand by your beliefs and values, and others will stand by and believe in you. So have integrity. They mean integrity. Believe in yourself.
Yeah,
and stand by your beliefs.
And tell that sour puss lady to go suck a bubble. or is it suck an egg?
An egg, yeah.
Egg a bubble.
I think an egg is weird. I don't know. I like eggs, but maybe suck it out of me too good. I don't know. Thank you very much, my dear. You know where to find us. You call us back again and again.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a new arrival.
I do. It's Rachel from Australia.
Yes.
Don't say new. I don't know.
What
maybe
do
a different word.
Call?
Maybe, I don't know. We got to figure something out. Just say another international folk or something. Because I'm looking for like names I haven't seen before when you say that.
Oh.
When you say new, I'm like, oh, where? I don't see anybody new. It's like, yes, indeed, Rachel. She's from the land down under.
Yes, where? Sorry.
Yes, they are coming up hard and fast. A few more weeks and they'll hit their
as they're putting up their Christmas trees.
A few more weeks and they'll hit their longest day of the year.
Yeah.
While we hit our shortest day of the year coming up.
Well, Suzanne, thank you. We are her two favorite people of the day.
Of the day. Well, good thing it's this day. International shout out to Virgil in the UK.
Virgil, good to have you with
international
us.
International folks upon us. All right. I just time to keep on it.
Yeah, we could do that.
Let's go to area code 703. That's in our own Commonwealth of Virginia, 703. Welcome.
Okay, hello. Welcome.
Hello, it's Andrea.
Yes, hello, Andrea.
It is indeed. It's been a little bit of a while since we've talked to you. How's it going?
Well, last week my mom died.
Oh, no.
Crap. That means that's been going bad, is what that
means. Was that expected?
I don't think so. This is my biological mother. So I guess she had fallen a couple times, and she fell and smacked her face, was in rehab, and then fell again, kept falling again. But I guess her daughter told me that she had a skin cancer on her back. Maybe it had spread. But anyway, she died in her sleep on Thanksgiving. So my friend and I drove to Massachusetts for the funeral.
Well, we're sorry.
People like, you look
that.
Just like Lois. Oh, thank you. Yeah, people like, you look just like her. But my sister who did the obituary didn't even put my name in there.
That's pretty cheap.
Does that, you think that
I know.
Was on purpose, or do you think she's just airheaded?
I really don't know. Because I was adopted, and I didn't really find her until I was 21. I didn't really grow up with her. But still.
When, it's funny that when people die, instead of everybody coming together, a lot of times everybody does come together, but they come together and be assholes.
It's like the Hatfields and McCoys coming together.
It's like, you think that you might show a little love and family.
Yeah.
But people start being dickweed all of a sudden. It's like, why would you be a dickweed on the end? You know, it doesn't make any sense. But it seems like it's more common than not.
Oh, boy, and they descend like
vultures. Well, that's a whole different ballgame when it comes to the friend pick. Looking, going through somebody's house and snatching shit.
I don't know how you can do that. I could never.
That's horrible.
I got your great grandmother's jewelry box.
Mm. Where is it?
It had been pilfered. Let's put it that way. Pillaged, whatever the word is.
That's right. They didn't take the whole box.
They didn't. They left all the silly things.
The trinkety stuff.
Yeah, and it was really interesting. Some of the little
it took like
pins
that means
were,
they took like pearls and stuff. They took the real stuff.
Oh, they took the gems. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, dickweeds.
My parents told me about how they were going through that house. My mom and dad told me about that. They were just like it was like a ransack.
And I got her little like Red Cross from the 40s.
That's
and
cool.
There was earrings and rings. Nobody wanted them, but I did.
It does. Yeah, everybody's worried about value.
And
money. Oh, this is priceless. I must have it. How about something that has meaning to it, you know, instead of that stupid shit?
And there was a wooden round thing, and on it it said, how does it go? For getting around to it. Here's a round to it. It's ridiculous. It's from millions of years ago.
It's a catchy little. It was probably a round to it, right?
Yeah.
The thing was called a to it, and they said it's round, so it's a round to it. I got you.
And your grandma was very catchy. She had lots of flag pins and red, white, and blue. But that, to me, is the stuff that really matters.
She had lampshades with the plastic on them.
Oh, my mother
did,
too.
Oh, God.
There's people out there.
I think my grandmother did, too. I think so.
Plastic-covered house.
Now, I will say she did. Some people sometimes would leave, like, even plastic on their couches and then put, like, covers over them and stuff. She didn't do that. But she had plastic on. I guess on the lamps that meant something, the real nice lamps.
We weren't allowed to sit on the furniture because you'd mess. You came in from outside to go to the bathroom. You had to do it army style, crawl in, because you didn't want to be
It was so nice growing up in a house who had dogs and kids. Because their parents, they didn't fall in love with the furniture. Because they knew, you have dogs and kids, don't love your shit.
I can't understand.
Don't get expensive furniture if you have dogs and kids. Just don't do it, and then you won't have to cry and be sad.
Catherine on here on Facebook is saying we had a plastic-covered couch until about 73 or 4.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know why we laugh now? But back then, people didn't replace stuff very often.
Well, I mean, a lot of those people grew up during hard times, like in
Depression.
They were children during the Depression and stuff
Depression,
like that. And maybe even if they don't remember the Depression, their parents got so devastated during the Depression, they just kept acting that way, and their children grew up acting that way, and it just kept carried on for a while.
My grandmother grew up in the Depression.
You know, 50, 75 years, people are descendants are going to laugh at us. Oh, weren't they silly with goofy music?
That is the circle of life that we are in. Well, all right, let's get down to Andrea now.
You know, one final note.
Oh, hang on.
If you had my boyfriend would come over before my mother got home from work. And my parents were divorced, so no dad to worry about. And, of course, we'd get on the couch and do have a real nice makeout session. And then we had to worry about putting the plastic back the way it belonged.
I know, because you have the indentation of the plastic.
He always knew.
You should have just sat on the carpet.
Well, we should have laid on we were laying. You know,
well, carpet's great for
watching Matinee Money Movie.
Yes, ABC, local ABC.
It was, and we were making out like crazy. So, my mom, here she thinks we're not having boys in.
That's funny.
All right, Andrea, take us to your question.
Yes,
I have a two-part question. I still haven't heard. Remember, I had an interview about 3 weeks ago. I still haven't heard back from them about the second interview. So I don't know if they're going to call me back for a second interview. But I have an interview on Monday with a different company. So I don't know. Whatever you pick up from either one.
Okay. When do you go on your cruise?
January.
Okay.
I've reached out to the guys like two or three times from the interview that I had, but it's like crickets. I don't know what happened to them.
Yeah. You know what? There was a story. We have a section in our Sunday newspaper called Work and Money. A lot of the stories. Jim only reads sports and comics.
Sports and comics.
Yeah, but I read everything else. And it's said in there, employers are doing a terrible thing where they are ghosting applicants. And not telling them.
Why is that new?
Well,
I remember growing up putting applications. I always had to keep bothering them and following up. Always. And a lot of times it's like they expect it. If you put an application in and you don't come back and check on it, then you're not worthy. A lot of them, I think, had that attitude.
The squeaky wheel.
They just wanted to say, if you really want this job, you're going to come back after a certain amount of time
I did. But I've had people say we promised we were going to call you back, and then they still ghost you.
Let me lay them down again. We've got to get a new deck. I had too many cards.
Okay.
All right, so keep chatting.
Note to self, get new cards.
Oh, okay.
Catherine just updated you about some football games.
No, that was me. I just typed that in. Thank you very much.
It's funny because a lot of people came up to me and said that that, you know, of course, I look like Lois, I look like her mom. And then someone told me, because I kept trying to find out who my father was, if someone would, you know, give me some information, like on the sly. And someone said, you may never know, because apparently Lois was very promiscuous and slept around with a bunch of people. So she probably really doesn't know who the father is.
That's nice.
How lovely.
That's nice.
My father told me. My father told me that someone told him that Lois was very promiscuous and slept around. And when I asked her, of course, she said no.
Yeah,
but apparently
you don't know.
She drank a lot and smoked a lot of pot and slept around. So maybe she really doesn't know. I mean, so maybe, I don't know.
Where were these women when I was young, damn it?
Yeah, well, my mother... was called a slut, too.
God
so.
Damn it. Where were these pot-smoking, drinking, easy women? Damn it.
I know.
Women enjoyed their lives. They were probably single mothers, a lot of them, because married women can't get out.
All babysitters.
Babysitters?
Oh, I mean, women can't get out. Well, it depends. Yeah, they can't get out at night. You're right.
Yeah, they can't go prowling the
club. They can go do daytime activities, I guess, but most of the guys are all working back in the day. So, right. Well, you know what? Somehow people manage to have affairs on both sides, though, somehow.
Rachel, they never took the plastic off the launch, if that's what you're asking. No. I think she said, did they take them off ever off?
She's responding to Catherine's couch.
Oh, somebody special came over. Oh, yes. All the plastic went away.
You almost knocked that shit flying.
And I almost wetted my cards. I think we missed it too. Yeah.
You have plenty of napkins over there to that table to your left.
Yeah.
I have one right here for myself that I don't need. My nose is very dry tonight if you need that also.
Okay. Back to what
Well, she was talking to Catherine about her plastic couch. She said Catherine had it on until she was like 1973 or 74.
Wow.
But yeah.
I graduated high school and that stuff was still covered. But if something special comes over, it's a whole different story. I still have them wrong.
What are you doing?
Trying to.
Do you need to lick a frog or something? I don't know what. Shoot some heroin? Do you need some hardcore drugs? I don't know what's going on here. This is what you do for this. You've done this your whole life.
Yes, but I
your whole freaking life. You can do this in your sleep. I guarantee you can do this in your sleep. I guarantee it.
Yes, but I OD'd on retail therapy today.
They did. Actually, you did OD. I was looking at the
eye candy and all these stores.
I was watching the clock going, damn.
All right, here we go, Andrea. The third time.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my God, I forgot. International shout-out to Ole in Lebanon. She's been here forever, and I forgot.
Oh,
shame on me. I feel shame.
Yeah.
I am shamed. Shamed.
Shame.
I
shame,
love
shame.
Ole. Sorry.
She
was here very early.
Yeah, and she may have to get therapy over this, Jim.
Yeah. You know what? She's got a lot of stuff on her life. I don't think this is going to ruin her life.
Boy, Andrea, I'll tell you, you are going to be hooked up with a great guy maybe before you even get another job. Okay?
Oh,
but it could be
okay.
Could be the cruise.
What about my cruise?
She said that could be the cruise where you meet this gentleman.
Yeah.
She could be.
But it's going to be like one of those connections. Oh, man. I love those.
Yeah, because that happens all the time on Lifetime movies.
No, it happens very rarely.
I know.
Usually the woman gets dumped and she kills the guy. That's like
in real life. Yeah, oh, no, but in Lifetime, every show is, oh, my God, you're the one on Lifetime Network. You're the one, or you're right. It's either one or the other. They're two extremes. Lifetime is, like, so happy and everybody's loving, or guy's a bad guy and the woman kills him because he's a jerk.
Well,
you've beaten the shit out of her, and finally she offs him.
You know who did a Lifetime movie was Jennifer Lopez, and it wasn't when she was very early on in her career. She was a teacher. Did any of you see it? It was called The Boy Next Door, and she.
You said it wasn't when she was very early on her career.
No,
you mean it was.
It was
when she was
more currently.
Okay, I got you. I got you now.
That woman's got a body. That just doesn't end. And she and the
well, she has
the
to.
Neighbor
That's her
high
life.
School boy, he seduced her. She was a divorced.
This is a character, not life.
Oh my God, they showed a lot.
It's on Lifetime. They don't show a lot.
But they did on this show.
Oh, really? So she was gaping, legs spread, flapping in the breeze, right?
I think she had a merkin on because you could see it. A very glimpse of it. You know, Merkin, those things they wear.
Which is a stupid name.
And the guy wears like a pouch or a cup.
Why does Merkin rhyme with gherkin?
It's a Merkin.
But it rhymes with gherkin, which is a little pickle.
You know
so
why
that's
they
weird.
Have to, you know why they have to wear those? So that they wouldn't get an X rating. Because if you got two people rolling around in a sack, you know, something might happen.
This reading just got the shit derailed out of it.
I know, right?
Get back on the track, Deb. Get back on the train track.
I'm sorry. I missed my app before the show where I meditate. Well, she's going to fall in love. This is good. This is really good. And I think it's going to have a very rejuvenating aspect to it for you. Also, money is coming. You are going to have a better job. All right, just make sure you let them know you're going away. Well, of course
I always tell people. Yeah.
So I.
Well, you think it's the first job, with job A or job B?
Oh boy, that's a good question. I see that you are getting contacted within the next few days. You know, remember, over Thanksgiving, people go skiing, people go, you know, Europe. Yeah, they go places for the holidays. And they might have gone to see their kids and cut Cape Cod, who knows. So I'm just saying.
Well, do you think the first company I had an interview 3 weeks ago will finally contact me?
I think that they either haven't made a choice or that they have only because you've tried so much to get a hold of them.
Oh, your phone's breaking up.
Do you the decency of a reply?
What?
That guy should give her the decency of a reply.
Yeah.
And say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I really think it's likely going to be this last one. But money's going to be good. You're going to love the working conditions. How is the job you're doing now going?
Yeah, it kind of sucks. The supervisor is just, she's not very, she's no warm fuzzy. She's very, she's not the nicest person. I mean, she's nice, but she's just, she doesn't know how to talk to people. She's very, very abrupt and stuff. But the interview
you know,
I have on Monday coming up will be a lot more money.
Yes. And I think it'll be a very good opportunity for you. So let that other one go. You know, the one that with all this time going by, I think that they're showing you what kind of integrity they have.
Yeah.
So
it's too bad.
Okay. So are we good?
Yeah.
We're all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you know how my interview on Monday goes.
Yes. And Jim has a card for you.
I do indeed. Your healing angel card subject is sacred knowledge. Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Feel the peace within. Beyond your thoughts lies your eternal truth, that I am presence of eternal love.
Now, are you thinking focus on your breath?
It's like a meditation is what basically.
Well,
what
no, but you know what? I do have a breathing problem since all this acid stuff's going up. My breathing is not normal.
Oh my gosh. Well, maybe getting out on the sea is going to do you some good. All right.
I hope so.
I wonder if a doctor's care for that at all?
I had another test, and we're probably going to have to repeat the surgery, but I keep breathing in and out acid breath. So it I feel like I keep breathing in like acid, breathing out acid. So it's just, I mean, I can breathe fine. It's like a breathing in acid, breathing out acid, which, you know,
do they
bothers
have medication
me.
For that, Anna?
I can't take any.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So
it does.
Is it like acid reflux?
Yeah, I had surgery, but I'm probably going to have to repeat my surgery.
Oh, lovely.
I know. Yeah.
Well, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yep. My interview is at 1 o'clock on Monday. So 1:20 on Monday. So I'll call you Monday. Let you know how it goes.
We will be on News for the Soul Monday.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I
Great.
Will.
And you know the number and you know the time difference.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yes,
I do.
Let us know.
Yep. Absolutely.
I will.
Call.
All right.
I will.
Take care.
Okay. Love you guys. Okay.
Bye. I'm really sorry I took her on a road trip there, but.
It's that well. It's like a Saturday.
Have any of you read? No, wasn't this Florida? No, Georgia. Have any of you read the terrible story that's in the news about a mother who was on the beach, went into the water, and had one of those bullet-sized vibrators, and she was pleasuring herself very discreetly, but somebody walking by. Notice there was a woman having an orgasm, you know, inside in the ocean, and they called the police. Did any of you catch this?
Sounds like a load of shit to me, story-wise, like a crap.
No, in fact, it has a very tragic ending.
Well, that really sounds made up.
You know how the police wear those, what are they called, those little
body cams?
Cams, and I've seen it. And this poor woman is like, I wasn't trying to bother anybody. I was in the water. Yes, I had an orgasm in water, but she couldn't understand. Well, that video from the body cam went viral. That officer released it. And that woman took her life over that because she was so ashamed.
Well, she, yeah. Well, Jesus, no, that's bullshit.
It isn't.
Well, what I'm saying is, why would she be ashamed? She wasn't too prude to play with herself in the water.
Those little bullet ones, you can sneak them into your
underwear.
It
doesn't matter. You're still doing it in public. So how ashamed can you be if you get caught?
Well.
That's part of the, that's why you're half the time they do that in public. It's because of the danger.
Well, she did. I think it was about some months later. But she was so ashamed, you know.
Well, who says she? That's why she did it. I bet the lawyers for the family say that. Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. Not that she had any previous mental problems at all, right? No.
Kind of a pretty lady.
Well, good. Like, because if she was ugly, nobody would care. Because nobody. Every time somebody dies, it's like, oh, she was so pretty. So in other words, if she was a swamp thing, be like, oh, it's okay, she died. But, you know, nobody cares.
I think so too. That officer should pay at least for releasing the body cam footage. I don't think that was necessary.
I don't buy half this story.
Well, you see her, and she's practically pleading
that,
with them. They went through her bag, and they found it. And she was like, so? And they said, well, you had kids running around on the beach. And she was like, they didn't know what I was doing.
See, but she should have been a little more
responsible. It isn't like she was having sex with some guy.
It doesn't matter. Well, she was having sex, though, of some type.
Like solitaire?
So she had to do it then. She couldn't do it. She couldn't go leave the beach and do it, right? She had to do it there. See, there's a little bit of a, she was taking on some risk there to herself. Yeah. Don't make her sound like this is Mother Teresa here, so innocent and pure, and they should have left her alone. It's like, you know what?
That's in the...
If you want to freaking get off. Don't do it in public, and if you do it in public, stand by to get caught and humiliated. That's the name of the fucking game.
It was a beach in the state of Georgia of the U.S.
Georgia.
I've been reading the Daily Mail, and I love that website. But, oh, my God, we look like we are a bunch of lunatics over here. Children are getting killed. Women are getting run over. Men are, like, offing themselves.
Yep, it only happens in this country. Nobody else does this at all, ever.
Oh, they run some UK stuff that's
I'm just
pretty,
saying, everybody
that's pretty
is
tragic.
Insane.
Yeah.
It's all the same. You know, the whole, everybody's, humans are jackwads. Well, it doesn't matter what country you call home.
But it's like people are really unhinged these days.
I don't think it's these days. It's that the news focuses on every tiny little thing these days. Had this shit in the 70s and 80s, never would have made the news.
Oh, well, we wouldn't have ever known. Yeah.
They never would have made the news, half the stuff they put on the news now, because now it's all about the ratings. They put this crazy shit in the news now because it's great ratings, and then they get the – because guess what? CBS News, ABC, all these news companies – not nonprofits. They're in it to make millions and millions of dollars.
And I've mentioned that when I was
millions
working on the on the big city newspaper. So we're really glad if you came in with, I would come in once in a while with a real juicy military story. They'd be like, hey, Deb, high-fiving me, you know, and I'm thinking.
Don't hate this.
Yeah, but
somebody's
getting a story. But that's life, I guess.
Dirty Laundry, Dawn Henley.
I agree, Joanne. She was hurting nobody. It wasn't like she was molesting a child or whatever. And they said that the suicide scene was horrifying.
God, this sounds like such a load of shit.
You better look it up.
Well, I can look it up and find the same load of shit story. That doesn't make it true.
It made it all the way to, like, ABC News.
Are you sure, though? Because they have a good way of faking those things, too. I'm just saying. And you know what? If you decide you want to play with yourself in the ocean and get caught, don't commit suicide later. That's pretty stupid.
And she left young children. I mean, there had to be more going on.
I think that had nothing to do with her offering herself. She's probably already cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Well, and then you've got Britney Spears. She's half-baked
again.
Oh,
here we go.
Well, you know what? Daily Mail is really profiting. And they have another publication over there called The Sun, where they like to really delve into good, you know, Hollywood stuff.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's
nice. Well, we don't even know what fake news is anymore.
Most of it is.
Oh, I have something to tell all of you before we go to our next reading.
Okay.
I have received a friend request from a certain Elon Musk.
I'm sure it's really him.
I am sincerely doubting it.
That's why I meant that facetiously.
But I thought, oh my God, women are going to fall for this.
You know what, though?
Yeah.
Like, but he smacked him around a lot. He's a fucking really dorky-looking dude. I mean, obviously, the big bank account, you could put that in front of your face, and you're going to look gorgeous to women. But overall, he looks like a doofus.
He does. What's the other guy's name? Bezos? The Amazon?
Well, there's that, and then there's the...
he ain't no prize pack.
Then there's Bite Me in the Ass Burger or whatever that guy is. Yeah.
Michelle got a friend request from Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let's stop this nonsense. And let's go to area code 530. Lisa.
Hi, you guys. How are you?
We are rocking and we're rolling Saturday night.
That's right. Oh, that's a song.
So many Saturday night songs out there.
Who's saying Saturday night and I've got no money?
Money.
Or is it?
That was Cat Stevens, wasn't it?
I guess. I can't.
No, it was. He goes.
Saturday night. And I just got paid.
Buddy. He's got no buddy.
He's got no body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's lonely.
But he's got some money.
He's got some money so he can buy himself a road whore. You know.
Or a blow up.
Or probably the blow up economy wise is, you know, it's probably gonna last longer than a one night hola. So
all right, shall we?
Lisa has the floor.
Lisa, I'm sorry. I will get back to you after the show.
Thank you.
And we will have coffee and talk together tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I spent the whole day out with a friend and meeting friends, and we danced and sang the night away. I'm joking. But we did do that.
I know. We know.
I held my breath there for a minute.
The way she delivered that, I knew that was a joke.
No, we did dance and we did sing and
it
was
cool.
A lot of fun. And we went to different locations and different, you know, outside bars, and so we were and I broke my policy. I usually like to go by myself, but I met up with a girlfriend, and yeah, so we did it. In the meantime, the drama has unfolded where last night, you know, I got a phone call from the person in question, the neighbor, and he left a message, and I didn't answer. I just kept sleeping. And then this morning when I left, I took off because I thought I was going to be late, and then he texted me about an hour after I was gone, and then when I got home a little bit ago, he called me as soon as I walked in, and he was going over some stuff, and he said, "Were you awake last night?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "He kept talking and talking and talking," and then he said, "Are you, he said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm just really tired." He said, "Okay, I'll let you get to sleep." So I don't know. I'm trying to be.
That was it? Yeah.
I'm sorry?
That was it, though, between you for contact?
Yeah, I'm trying to be very even keeled, like not be dramatic about anything. So, you know, just to.
Oh, you have restraint. You have the restraint of like a I don't know what, because I would never have been able to hold my tongue.
Yeah.
I'd have gone zero to bitch, super bitch, in fact, like in 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's pretty common with women.
I would have been like, so what are you doing today? Going to get a blowjob, maybe? I would have been really rude.
Yeah, well, I don't want to. I'm trying just to, not make any waves. I'm just pulling back, and hopefully, I don't know. God, I don't know.
All right, well, do you have a question that you want me to focus on, or?
Yeah, what do you see? What are the cards
saying? Okay. Okay.
What do the cards see? See, that's...
Pray tell.
Yes, pray tell.
Okay.
My bell. Yeah. Pray tell my bell.
You all, Stephen, why would he have no money if he just got paid in that song while I'm laying these out?
Because that's what Catherine put the lyrics down.
I ain't got no money.
Maybe his paycheck might have been garnished.
Yeah, there you go.
By child support.
That doesn't make any sense. I ain't got no money because I just got paid. It's like, really? Typically, when I just get paid, I got money. Now, I might not have it for a long period of time, but when I get paid, I got money. It's Cat Stevens in the 70s. He was probably snorting anything somebody would put in front of him.
And now
know.
He's Muhammad somebody.
He's
on the no-fly list, so we'll never
know. Last I heard of him was like 10 years ago. He was like Muhammad, and I'm not making up. I'm pretty sure that was his name. How creative is that? That's such the most common Islamic name on this planet. It's like calling somebody John. Hey, your name is John. So he was Muhammad or something, or Muhammad Mustafa, stick me in the butter. And he went to England and goes, I'm ready to come back to USA. And they said, negative, ghostwriter. You're on the no-fly list, fuckface. You're not coming back here. And then we never heard what happened to him. He probably got back here. Maybe they stuck his ass in Afghanistan. He could go hump a camel. I don't know.
Oh, how funny.
Well, Cart.
All right,
You are headed in a direction of really enjoying your social life. And it's good that you have developed one, you know. And I think a lot of people socially that, for instance, don't drink have to cultivate a certain audience for themselves. Because drinkers want to mix it up with other drinkers, you know. There's this stigma attached to that one who's sitting there who isn't drinking. Are they gathering all this information of who wore the lampshade and, you know, who on stage. It's a thing. There was a word. But I heard a word.
I didn't say anything.
No, but I'm saying for you to be able to go and actually, and maybe I'm wrong.
Excuse me.
Because all I ever did was hang out with fun, good time Charlie. You know, if a guy asked me years ago, you want to go out, first thing I'd want to know is, do you drink? No, I don't drink. Well, then I'm thinking, oh, you're going to be a boring date. I know that's really judgmental, but Yusuf Islam, that's who he is, yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever. I don't care if he's John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
So, anyway, for you, you are actually establishing strong social connections. Where others,
yeah,
like we had very superficial friendships. You know, if you stop going to a certain club or a pub, people aren't going to call you up and say, hey, what happened to you? They just go on with it.
Well, they may actually ask, well, hey, whatever, where's so-and-so? But then, yeah, obviously they're going to they got to keep on. And they were going there probably before you showed up, so... All right, did that have a point to that story?
Yes, that I wanted her to know that she is not just out there talking to Good Time Charlie. She's talking to really nice
people. I got you. Yeah. Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah, they've seen those.
And they are. Go ahead.
I don't mind going out by myself. In fact, I prefer it. And I was asking my girlfriend today as we were leaving a place, I said, are there more women than guys? Do you notice that? And she said, oh, yeah, statistics say. And she was telling me about some guy that he lived on a golf course in another town, and his wife had died. And there were 30 women that came over with casserole dishes to comfort him.
What was he doing on the fly? 30
no,
women.
There's tons of women wherever you go. There's like today, it's just women, women, women.
You need to go there.
Yeah. So it was like raining bitches. They should have a song. It's raining bitches. Hallelujah.
Well, hey, Deb, is it going to get nasty between me and him? I mean, I'm trying to lay low.
No, but he does not want to discuss anything about that side of his life. Because he's kind of slidden.
He half slideth.
Yeah, exactly.
He has slithered.
Yes, I'm slithering.
Yeah. You know, I have to admit to all of you out there were kind of judgy, but you were very caring about Lisa. And I have to admit that I was really pulling for this guy. I wanted him to be the man that she was hoping he would be.
Because you wanted the happy ending.
Yeah, I believe in them.
Really? That's because you watch too much fucking TV, I guess, apparently.
Well, if art imitates life, then I guess we're looking at
reality. Says art imitates life? Who says that?
Well,
it used to probably before art became movies and TV shows, because that's not art. That's bullshit. But they call it art. I make foreign films that is art. Yeah, it ain't art. You got naked people banging. Was that fucking art? Come on.
Well, I have often said from the cards and whatever that, guys, you want to learn about women, watch their shows. Read their books. Look at what they're into. You are going to gain just a plethora of information.
And you'll probably want to cut off your dick.
No.
Because you'll realize they are so fucking broken. Their brains are so broken that is it worth it? Is it worth it? You have to decide.
You know,
it's like going on an acid trip you can't get out of.
You guys, if you represent them, you all are so shallow and so penis-driven that I don't know why we put up with you. We can make facsimiles of penises.
What do you mean make them?
We can have them manufactured. They're very lifelike now. Have you seen them?
No, I'm trying to cut down on my fake penises. My doctor told me to cut back on those, but no, I haven't seen them lately. Thank you.
It's just that the way you talk is just really how people feel. Men.
No.
No.
I just want to bring you guys think you're on some kind of pedestal that is above the entire fucking planet, and we should have to do all the research to figure out how your fucked up brains work. Why should we have to do that? Why?
Then why should we have to share our cookie with you?
Oh, well, you know what? The planet's overpopulated. There's lots of cookie sharing, so obviously I don't think that's an issue. Anyway, well, she don't give two shits about her banter. Back to the card, Deb.
No, I do too. I love it. I do.
No, it's
love
all right.
Like
we are going
band-aid.
It's unfortunately for you, we do go off on a lot of sidetrack.
But we get a lot of good feedback that people enjoy it.
Well, it's argument. It's
no, I love it.
Friendly argument. It's not hatred.
You guys
argument.
Are so clever and off the cuff. I love it. So you think it'll be smooth sailing between he and I, then?
That'll be smooth sailing?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Do you mean that things are going to be as they were?
Or do you mean
I don't want War of the Roses or anything like that.
I got it. She doesn't expect to go sailing off into the sunset of lovely bliss, but she doesn't want it to be nasty, is what she's saying. Deb.
Yeah, and you know,
she doesn't want nastiness, even if they're not meant to be. She doesn't want it to be nasty. She wants to make sure you don't see that being nasty.
No, I don't see nastiness. Him putting as far as his private, you know.
Well, he's always been. He's always kind of kept his private stuff away from her, which, and you know, I can't say that he doesn't have a right to do that, but you know, but then he can't demand the same thing of her. He can't be nosy to her private life like he has been. She's mentioned that he asked a lot of questions about stuff and said, well, if you're going to be private, I can be private too, but he doesn't seem to like that. So but a lot of people are like that.
Well, what I see for you is you are turning a corner, a big one. It's what you have heard has become an important paradigm shift for you, if you're familiar with that term. Lisa, if you know what that means.
Well, explain instead of just.
Can you? I'm trying to remember how the Navy put it, because I worked a lot.
Then maybe don't think about Navy.
Well, how do you explain?
FTN. That's what I say about the Navy. Explain what? What are you trying to say?
What a paradigm shift is.
Don't even worry about that. What are you just trying to say without thinking of that stupid-ass term?
That she's going to walk away from this neighbor.
Okay.
The winning move here is, what I like to say, is not to play. I think this relationship is going to meet its end, and you're going to be the one to end it. Let me ask you, just devil advocate stuff here. Knowing what you know, how would you ever trust him?
Well, when he was talking to me on the phone today, I heard I was listening to his voice, and I kept thinking of him with a dick in his mouth.
Hey, now my master chief that I work for said no chick looked bad with your dick in her mouth, but he wasn't talking about a guy with a mustache or anything. But anyway.
And then I was thinking, as he was talking to me, I kept hearing his voice asking the owner of the dick, you know, sexual questions as he was talking to me. Usually, you know, I'm all into him, and I'm listening to his voice, and I'm fainting, and, you know, my heart's palpitating. But then I just kept thinking how he had the dick in his mouth, and he's asking the dick owner, you know, sexual questions.
He called him the dick owner. He is the dick owner.
So, this is a question. This is a serious question. Too bad Cho isn't.
How the hell can you get serious after that?
I wanted to ask,
back to serious.
Do men 69? Is it possible?
Or who are you going to ask that to?
Man, they do everything. You know, someone told me.
Position. Why isn't it possible?
They do everything. You know, I was watching Housewives, or no, Juicy Scoop. If you ever watched Juicy Scoop with Heather, whatever her name is, and she's a podcast. She was describing, she has a lot of gay guys on there, how the men lay on their back. This is going to be very graphic.
Okay,
and
go ahead.
Then they put their legs up as if they're a female that's having sex. You know, so their butt is in the air. They're on their back, and their legs are up in the air, and the other man gets into their anus that way, on top.
Oh.
They do everything.
Have you gone on? Well, now Virginia is blocked. We have to prove our identity if we go on porno websites or whatever they call them. But there's one called, like, Slutload. If you went on there, and it was hilarious. Daryl and I used to look at these things. They would have male, they would show it, let's put it that way. And a lot of the men that were giving were like trannies. And I'm telling you, they go deep. Whichever way you're looking at.
Can you imagine? Yeah. I can't even imagine how your intestines or whatever would be intact after something like that. But anyway, no, she describes it. Her name is Heather McDonald, and it's Juicy Scoop. It's a podcast on YouTube, and it's so fun to watch. And
okay.
she she gossips about celebs, and then she also has a ton of gay guys on there from different walks of life. They're movie producers, they're blah, blah, blah. And they went into detail that one time. She was saying she didn't know, because she's also, she's very heterosexual. And she said,
oh.
I didn't know.
Now I know what you're saying. So it's not always doggy style with the man in back. The guy can
no.
be on his back with the guy. Yeah.
Just like women.
Yeah, just like women.
Yeah, but you're entering in a whole different orifice. That's not, I don't know how you wouldn't wreck your body.
You know what, though? If you've ever had anal sex.
Well, here we go. Here we go, folks. Stand by. Here we go. The show is, let's just say the show is derailed and it's in a ditch. We're going down a dirty ditch right now. Stand by.
Yes, we're riding the dirt road, as they say.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
But I just mean, when I've spoken to men, they tell me the hetero ones, why they like anal sex, because it's tight. Yeah, they got to use the lube and everything, but they said it's tight.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And if a woman's popped out with two puppies, you know, Kirsty just came and held it.
International shout out to Kirsty in the UK.
Boy, are you going to be glad you joined
if
us.
If you're doing a British invasion, you might want to get back on your boats and get the hell out of here. That's all I get.
Get back on your what?
Your boats. You know, the British invasion back in the day, they came on boats. Yeah.
Well, Lisa, without revealing anybody or who or what.
Then don't.
Okay, I was just going to say that's what they say. And women say they're scared that engage in it, they're they could get too used to it.
They could get what?
There you have it. Too
get
used
what?
To it. Anal.
Well,
you know,
you won't get pregnant.
Now, what I wonder about is women, those ones that are out there that are very progressive, that have done two men at one time. I forget what that's called. One up the back and one up the front.
Double penetration.
What? Yeah, basically. Then there's a membrane in there. The men are rubbing each other.
Dumbasses.
They're rubbing each other.
I don't even know how these things are possible.
They're doing that. They're doing that. They're gay. I don't give a shit what they say. They're gay.
Well, but maybe they don't have to put a label on it.
Then I will do it for them. I shall label you gay if you do that.
Well, let me ask you. The only other guy we got here is Virgil. So you and Virgil meet some chick, and you both decide. She says, let's go at it. Let's go do it.
I would tell him, have at it. I'm not doing that. I don't do that. No.
Why?
I don't need another naked guy around when I'm – I don't want that. Why would I want that? Why would I want that? If this chick said, hey – I want to go lay in your backyard and fuck amongst all the dog shit. I'm not going to do that either. I have some standards. I don't want a naked dude around. I don't want poop. I just don't need all that.
Would you mind if he stayed off to the side?
He doesn't need to. Why does the guy got to be there?
What if he wanted to watch and masturbate?
Well, then he can go on the fucking internet. I don't know. Why? That doesn't. You know what? I wouldn't even friend that guy. I'd be done being friends with him.
I got to tell you, Lisa, you have given me such a burst of inspiration. My son, who did, you haven't been on Facebook to see, read the Florida room that I've got, sunroom, and made it into a production room for me. It's a work in progress. But we were trying to think of what the podcast is going to evolve into, and you just gave it to me. It was just like, it's a pearl. It's going to be called Psychic Love Doctor After Dark. So
oh,
we can get
yeah.
into this.
Get into the nitty gritty.
It won't be after dark.
And I'll get, well, we'll have a different time maybe, but I'll
get it at 11 o'clock at
I'll
night.
I'll get some people to come in and be guests like a common prostitute.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, you know what? Hey, I want you to know exactly where I live and breathe and eat and sleep, common prostitute. That'd be great.
Didn't she she's gonna do?
They don't ever steal. They don't ever talk to other people that come back and steal when you're gone. No, they don't do that shit. You know, half of them at least are hooked on drugs.
Well, Colleen, we can't thank you enough for showing up right in the middle of our whatever this.
Good night.
Is.
Shout out to Colleen in the UK.
Yes, 1 a.m. in the UK. That's the bewitching hour, you know.
I thought it was like 3.
No, it is. 3 o'clock in the morning is considered the most psychic time
right.
available to all of us as humans.
And then to, like, people that are in the paranormal world, for some reason, 3 a.m. is supposed to be some, I don't know, I guess there's less regular energy, and then the other paranormal energy is more easy to spot and prevalent or whatever. I don't fucking
know. Now, you know about electromagnetic particles, correct, Jim? We live in an area that is known here as being highly active with electromagnetic particles.
What do you mean? Who says it's known
well,
as?
Well, Edgar Cayce made his...
Who the hell's Edgar Cayce?
Edgar, come on, they out there know.
Who the fuck is Edgar Cayce?
He's very big in the terms of psychic arts and all kinds of stuff. In fact, Cayce, the lady that calls us from Chicago, she was named after Edgar Cayce. Because her parents were...
Fitty, fucking duh for her.
There's
then.
Some areas in the world where you that is why you can work in terms of these electromagnetic particles and create reality, actually cause matter to form. And there was a reason I told you this. I don't know.
I could just sit there and spew vomit like that too and say, well, you know, you take these particles. And
thank you, Colleen.
And if it's 3 a.m. and you fart, these electromagnetic particles are going to realize. I could just make shit up and sound like I know what I'm talking about.
And people would pay for it.
And that's the problem. Because you know why?
Why?
There's what? I don't know how many billion people on Earth. A lot of them are dumbasses, and they'll pay for anything.
Well, who said?
There's a sucker born
Bailey.
Every minute.
It's like Bailey. Bailey, who is Bailey?
Barnum, P.T. Barnum, right?
That's
wasn't
right.
It?
He
There's
said.
A sucker born every minute. And that's proven on the internet over and over and over.
I might move to Alaska.
Really?
Why would you move
to
Alaska?
There are more men there. Aren't there more men there?
Yes.
Yeah, I think most of them are drunk bastards, though.
But they're big, grizzly ass.
Right. Oh, really?
Maybe
you think
all
that, do you?
Big guns.
Oh, you really think that?
Yeah.
Nah, you should, boy, I'll tell you.
But I got to tell you, ladies.
She's smoking
dope. I've discovered in my own background, my own history, that men who are bodybuilders and such that have great physiques tend to have very little, like this, little fingers. There's not a whole lot of meat there.
But you know what I heard, too? And I probably experienced once a long time ago. That men that are like that, maybe not so much muscle on their shoulders, but not between their legs. But the thing is, they tend to know what to do with it.
That's right. It's not the size of the, how does it go? It's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean.
Or
there we go. I hadn't heard that, but that works.
Yes, and the woman can use these techniques that they knew back in Victorian times. Those hookers, I don't know what they were called.
They
knew how to get a guy off so they could get to the next one.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, I think that when you get in the playground with your heterosexual of choice, man, these days you got to make that clear. you're both in the playground and you just play, you know, it's just not sky's the limit.
Oh, you need to get laid, Lisa, big time. I feel
well,
it in
what
your
I
bed.
Do need this is what I need. I need an STD unit, mobile unit out in the parking lot of these places where I'm going there. Yeah, get our lab test done.
There's talk here in where I live, home to the largest naval in the world. And
God,
we got,
you say that at least once a show.
We got Marines,
Jesus
we've got God. Army, we got Coast Guard. I'm just saying, we got them all. they are thinking that as women should carry cards that say they have been recently tested, you know, be kind of like a library card where and why not? You know, why not?
Yeah.
And that Joanne on Facebook is up from here from Newfoundland. She says your sexual health is a must. Absolutely. My mother.
Oh, boy. Let's quote the mom.
She got a horrifying case of genital warts from her second husband.
I'm sure she's.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure she'd be happy that you're publishing this to the entire planet on the radio.
My mother is.
You know what? Let's call her up and put her live on speakerphone so she can hear it herself.
Oh, that would be mean because she.
Hi, Mom. How's your genital warts doing that I just told the whole world about?
My mother's got dementia, and she's disabled from a stroke. So that would kind of say that.
I can't believe you would say that, period, to everybody else on this planet.
As he was dying, he wanted to die at home, so hospice came in. She said that by the time he passed away, the warts around his equipment were so big you couldn't even see.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear Lord. Hey, you know that movie with Meryl Streep? She played Florence somebody. She was very wealthy. Her first husband, it was based on a true story, she was a terrible opera singer, but she had enough money to pay everybody to come visit her in the audience and clap. But it took place, I think, in the 1900s. It's a really entertaining movie. But her first husband was a doctor, and he gave her the clap or one of those things. And back then, it was before penicillin, so she couldn't, her husband died, I think, and then she couldn't have any sexual relations. She did get a husband, though. You know, he signed on for the job, but they didn't have, he was broke, but he took care of her. And it was such a fun movie, but those things happen.
Well, they do. You know, and I'll tell you what, a husband I had who is now deceased, he ran around, was swinging groups. He had swinger magazines that I found in the house. And all this time, I never knew. And boy, oh boy, I got something from him. But it was a common, I'm trying to think of the name of it. I had gone in for a urinary tract infection, and the doctor said, cute little Asian guy, are you aware that you have STD? I was like, what?
Chlamydia?
No, not chlamydia. It was sounded like the...
They're all the same,
trichomoniasis,
anyway.
Something like
whatever.
Whatever they call it.
Did you have crotch crickets?
Oh,
okay. Just asking. I don't know.
No,
that sounds like a gated community.
And boy, that pissed me off. I never knew. And he had to admit it to me. Well, I hope you enjoyed whatever was the last time, because there ain't going to be any more. Because I wasn't going to. Oh, shit. Oh, excuse me.
Well, you have to say it's not Monday. It's not a Monday show, Deb. It was okay. It's okay to do that. You just talked about anal sex for like 15 minutes. I think if you said the word shit, it's going to be okay. All right? It's going to be okay. If the word shit slips out.
Oh, so Joanne is telling us that she had a cyst on her Yahoo, but that because her yoga pants were too tight, she went to the doctor to make sure. Okay, and is that a pylo? I've never heard of it. Pylonitil cyst?
No, they're talking back and forth.
Never heard it.
They're talking
heard
back and
it.
Forth to each other.
Yeah.
She's asking if it was the other chick is asking the other one.
Yeah, and I've known many.
They're having the two chicks are having vagina talk.
I know many people that have male and female that have received the wonderful gift of herpes from their partner.
Oh my God! Yeah, I know a teacher got her master's degree, and it was horrible. She asked the guy, "What is this?" And he said, "Oh, it's just a little something, you know, no big deal, blister." And man, she's paying for it with the rest of her life.
Well, and then, you know, I met a very nice guy, was dating him, and he looked, I mean, he was like a young Robert Redford in the Navy, very cute guy. And he didn't take things to that level. He said, I got to tell you something. You have to make a decision. And he told me, and I thought, gee, thanks. Well, I guess you and I are just going to be friends from now on. Yeah, that's on giving.
Wasn't that the PP smoker?
No, this was, what the hell was his name? He was a CB.
I don't know.
I thought you played darts with him.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. Dale. His name was Dale.
I thought Dale liked the wheat whistle,
no,
too, once in a while.
Pete.
Oh, yeah. Dale, Pete. You know, I bet you, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they freaking do each other's meat whistles in their passing in the Navy.
See, Jim thinks man that may be gay is out to screw every other man, and I don't think that's true at all.
Why?
Because it's like us heteros, we don't just want to.
You're speaking for the female now. You guys, heterosexual guys, want to have sex with a lot of women. So why wouldn't a gay guy want to have a lot of sex with a lot of guys? Why wouldn't he?
Even the unattractive.
I didn't say unattractive.
One.
Did I use that word? Where'd that
no,
word
I'm
come
saying,
into play?
You said you want to have sex with a lot of women.
Right.
Does that include the unattractive one?
Of course not. You want to have, in your perfect world, you want all to be supermodels.
But his Master Chief.
But you want them to be, you want quantity, though. When you're young, you want to have sex every night with a different chick in the
breeding.
Perfect world.
You're a breeder.
And I'm just saying, and you said, well, gay men aren't like that. Well, why wouldn't they be? They still have the same plumbing and the same desires. They just want guys instead of chicks. Why? I don't know why people think that. That, well, gay men are not promiscuous. Well, why? They're still guys.
Oh, yes, they are.
They're still young. They're guys. You're still going to want to have a lot of sex. You just choose a different type of partner. That's all.
Colleen is saying...
I'm not saying anything bad about him.
She's saying that's exactly what her dad always says, LOL. I wonder what that was. Well, I think that we're all starting to find out a lot of stuff about other people and ourselves. You know? Yeah, Suzanne, we're going to go to... We've run out of time.
Yes, we are under the four-minute mark, folks.
And you know what, Kirsty, I'm like you. I couldn't reach a time after having been in a good marriage or whatever. We reach a point that we are detached. I mean, yeah, we could still be good for a go, but it's got to be under certain circumstances or, you know, it's not like it was before. And yet, if you read, hold on, I got to say this. If you read, go read Cosmopolitan.
Oh, there's another great magazine. Good Lord Jesus.
GQ and stuff, they'll tell you that women after menopause have the most intense orgasms of their lives.
Wow.
Yeah, they're always, women are, yeah, they're really orgasmic. So, anyway, women younger, they don't have to be orgasmic. They just need to conceive, I guess. You know, if that's really the point of it all, isn't it?
That's the point of Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Right. You know, but the problem is what drives it is the seeking the pleasure.
It is.
Mother Nature has basically said, you know, this species, they're not going to want to put the bum uglies if we don't make it pleasurable. They'll never do it. The species will die out. We got to be pleasurable. They're never going to do that stuff and have kids if it's not a good time.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Kirsty, I understand, too, completely. And, you know, for you as a widow, it would take somebody so exceptional, you know, to come into your life. And this is why maybe widows are tough, because... Widowers aren't. The men, they're desperate. Widowers that I've met anyway, they're looking to fill that space, you know?
So to speak.
So
typing
to
the
speak.
Wrong thing. There we go. We got my greater than and less than's backwards.
Okay, well, it's great to talk with all of you.
Damn math.
And Lisa, I really think that I really know that I will get in touch with you. Like after the show, we'll set up a...
Thank you.
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
For
both.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, for tomorrow. All right.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. Well, like it. Like it very much.
Manana.
Yeah. There you go.
All righty then. All right. We're going to get ready to wrap sorry, folks. We did our 90-minute mark. We did what we did. We said the phone lines did not free up for you Facebookers. Sorry. We just have no – the other night, last night, I think we had openings, didn't we? We went to Facebook for some people.
Yeah, we certainly did.
So it's just all – it's a timing. And there's that. So we know what's going on with that.
Yes. So tomorrow night is probably – we don't know.
Now, Sunday typically don't.
Yeah.
Typically don't.
But Monday is news for the soul. Remember
it is indeed.
Yeah.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, whoa. Good night, sweetheart. Good night.